Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so much. And one of the problems we have is that we do not appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ, that indeed man is very ungrateful towards his Lord. Now, this lack of appreciation of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal have a spiritual side and have an emotional side to it as well. And today we're going to explore this a little further, because a lot of the time, the root cause of this depression, this anxiety, this difficulty, this mental torture that we go through is caused by not only our lack of gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, but also lack of appreciation for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you were to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you would not be able to count them. Now, today, we live with every luxury of life, surrounded by countless blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, limitless blessings, immeasurable, numerous, incalculable. Allah Azza wa Jal's blessings surround us from head to toe. And we have most of these blessings. But occasionally, Allah Azza wa Jal, through His infinite wisdom, decides not to bless us with certain things. And often we see, because things don't go according to our will, because we don't get what we want, we fall into a cycle of depression. If you look, though, you will see the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you ponder, you will find that they surround you from head to toe. Let's look at something simple to start off with. We eat food, we take it for granted. But have you ever analyzed it closely? First of all, the wheat you're eating, the rice you're eating, was a seed in a field somewhere. Allah Azza wa Jal made it grow, then it was harvested, cultivated, it was packed, it was sent over the world to the shelves where you bought it from, brought it home, then gave you the ability to cook it in a beautiful, delicious way, and it was placed before you. The meat that you eat, the lentils that you eat, go through similar processes. How amazing is that? What a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal that is. Have we ever thought about it? Every time we sit down to eat, do we realize what an amazing miracle that has occurred? Not only that, how would it be if we didn't have taste buds and all food tasted the same, bland? Yet Allah Azza wa Jal not only provided this food from all over the world and put it before you for you to enjoy, gave you taste buds so you could see the delicacies of the food. Then gave you the ability to chew, gave you the ability to swallow it, and then an amazing process which scientists are still trying to figure out. That food is digested within you. The nutrients are taken out, the energy is taken out, it is then changed from one form to another, and then it is put in your bloodstream, which gives you the strength, and alhamdulillah, you are able to perform your daily tasks. And it makes you happy as well. And then all the dangerous and harmful intoxicants and all these toxins are taken to the side and disposed of. What an amazing system. Isn't this a great pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? And yet, we don't think about it. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala says, man benefits from the blessings of Allah. But when people become ungrateful, then Allah Azza wa Jal turns those blessings into a curse and a calamity. Appreciating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for these is a great source of energy. And it dispels negative thoughts, and it dispels this depression and low mood. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said that blessings are related to being grateful, and being grateful is related directly to an increase in blessings. These two are dependent on each other. They are linked. They are interconnected with each other. And so long as you keep thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for His blessings, He will keep increasing His blessings upon you. But the time that you stop, the increase in blessings stops. And the scholars go as far as to say that it is compulsory, obligatory, necessary, essential for you to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for His blessings. And so long as you're grateful, you will not fall into the pit of darkness, of depression, because of losing things. Look at people in the world who are disabled. How many people are there who can't see, who can't hear, whose cognitive ability isn't like yours, who can't think, who can't smell, who can't eat, who can't taste, who can't digest food? Look at all those people who can't move their hands, who can't move their feet. They sit in wheelchair, waiting for others to feed them, to give them a sip of water. Yet you have all that life has to offer, and you're still depressed. Why? The blessings of Allah surround us from head to toe. The list is endless. Your brain that Allah has given you is more powerful than any computer on the surface of the earth. Your ability to understand things. Your eyes that can see a thing in the distance and analyze it and tell you what color, texture, and distance it is amazing. Your ability to hear is magnificent. Your mouth, the taste buds, the teeth, and the way you talk, your vocal cords, your throat, your lungs, your heart, everything is magnificent. Your ability to hold and pick up things, your feet, your body, your health. When you go to the doctors and they have those checklists, and you're going to complain of one thing, and they have this checklist and they say, do you suffer from heart disease? Do you suffer from diabetes? Do you suffer from this? And we tick, no, 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 no. And yet we're depressed because my little finger's hurting. So that's why I'm depressed. What about the long list of things that Allah has saved you from? Why didn't you think next time you're ill that Allah Azza wa Jal has truly blessed me? Look, I've only got this little problem, whereas I could have had much worse problems. How long do we have left in this world? Very little time. Time is ticking away. It's time to think that why am I spending my quality time that I could be spending with my family, with my friends, with my relatives, with my parents, with my children? I could be doing constructive things. I could be reading the Quran, learning the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I could be inviting people to the good. I could be attending ijtimaas. I could be attending the Madni Kaflas of Dawat-e Islami. I could be doing all of these things. And yet I've locked myself in a room and I'm doing nothing because the shaitan has imposed upon me this depression and this anxiety and this grief and this sorrow. Grief of what has happened in the past, which I can't change, and fear of the future, which I can't change. But I can turn to the one who controls everything, and that will solve my problem. So whenever you have a problem, think this is a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But every day from here in on, when you get up in the morning and your mind and the nafs and the shaitan try to tell you that it's a bad day and this could go wrong or that has gone wrong, think, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the blessings of my Lord surround me from head to toe. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.